I remember kneeling at the St. Thomas Aquinas Chapel in the seminary, looking at the crucifix, a beautiful cross with a Christ with wide open arms. And I was looking at it, full of rage, frustrated, almost wanting to run to it and grab that Christ and bring it down to where I was, shake it and say, "Do something. Talk to me. Tell me what to do. Give me a sign. Do you really want me to be a priest? And if so, why? You know who I am. I'm a weak man. I can't do it. Why do you make it so hard? If only I could know for sure that it is you calling me to do this, then I would do it. Why do I always feel in the gray area? Can you just make it white or black for me? Why are you trying to confuse me? Just tell me. Just give me a concrete sign and I will doubt no more. I will go through it. I will follow you. I will give you my life, but you gotta stop this game. You gotta be clear with me. Give me a sign, God. A clear sign that leaves no room for doubt that you want me to be a priest. Only give me a sign and I will do it." Signs, signs, signs. We all want signs. We all need signs. Signs to let us know that the seasons of the year are changing. Traffic signs to let us know when to stop or go, what way we can or cannot turn. Signs to let us know where the restrooms are in a store when we're shopping, or in a restaurant when we're eating out. Signs to let us know that our phone's about to die and we need to charge it. Signs, signs, signs. We all want signs. We all need signs. We all ask for signs. Signs for guidance to direct us in life. Signs to let us know that we are doing okay or that we're not doing okay in school or at work. We need, want, and ask for signs. Signs to let us know whether we should do this or that. Signs to let us know that we should keep going, or keep doing, or stop doing a certain task. Signs to encourage us to keep going or stop going in a certain direction in our lives. We want signs. We need signs. We ask for signs. But we're not the only ones. We're not alone in this, my brothers and sisters. In the scriptures that we read today, we hear about signs. Signs that people want and need. Signs that God wants to give. And signs that have been given. In the first reading, we read about how the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz said, "I will not. I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to worry people? Must you also worry my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." And in the second reading, St. Paul tells us that a sign has rose from the dead for us. And in the Gospel, we read about how Joseph found himself confused about what to do. Joseph found himself torn apart after finding out that his future wife, Mary, was pregnant and not with his child. Joseph found himself torn apart between what society expected of him, namely to divorce Mary, and what his heart truly wanted, that is, to be with Mary. And so in the midst of all his confusion, God gives him a sign. The Lord sends his angel to say to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said to the prophet. "Behold, The virgin shall conceive a son and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And there, at last, God decided to remain silent no more. The Lord decided to give his people a sign, the sign that Ahaz did not dare to ask for, the sign that the people of Israel so longed for, the sign that the prophet Isaiah prophesied about, the sign that that gave direction to Joseph, the sign by which St. Paul lived his life there at last. The sign. The sign. And what about us? What about you, my brothers and sisters? How many times have you asked for a sign? How many times have you felt worried, confused, or without direction in life? How many times have you felt distressed and gotten on your knees and asked for a sign from God? How many times? How many times, looking at a crucifix, have you begged the Lord to guide you, to tell you what to do, to take this or not take this job? How many times did you pray, Lord, give me a sign? Should I marry this man? Should I marry that woman? Will he or she make me happy? How many times have you asked for a sign from the Lord? A sign to help you buy this or that car? A sign to guide you in choosing this or that major? Or a sign to help you keep going in the midst of a crisis? In the midst of your depression? In the midst of your rage and frustration? A sign to help you take that next step in life? Lord, give me a sign. A clear and concrete sign, and I will do it. I said, Lord, give me a sign, a clear and concrete sign, and I will do it. You have probably said as well many times. We all have been in a similar situation. We all have asked for signs from God. We all want and need a sign from time to time. A sign to guide us, to direct us in life. But truth is, my brothers and sisters, truth is, a sign has been given to us. The sign has been given to us. The sign that gives true direction and meaning to our lives. The sign that we did not dare to ask for, nor deserve, but by God's mercy has been given to us. The sign that provides us with consolation in our sadness, in our frustration, in our anger. The sign of our hope in our confusion and distress. The sign that keeps us pointing us home. Now imagine if we were to truly live by this sign. This sign that has been given to us. Perhaps then, my brothers and sisters, perhaps then, you and I would have need of no other sign.